Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, June 29th, 2026. Bangor Pride was Saturday, drawing a crowd to the new location on the Bangor waterfront. After the parade, an award ceremony honored members of the community for their service.
Okay, now it's time for our annual Rainbow Awards. The colors of the awards go with the original Baker flag, the Progress flag, and a few categories we've added to make sure as many people as possible are included. First is a category near and dear to my heart, Black, for HIV advocacy and support. This award honors someone who has gone above and beyond in their commitment to the rights and health of people living with HIV and AIDS. This person's advocacy has helped to foster a community that is informed, supportive, and inclusive. And this year's winner is Alyssa Clayton!
Alyssa, she, her, is a source of unwavering compassion and kindness, serving as a vital lifeline for those living with HIV and AIDS in the Bangor area. She is a dedicated case manager, providing professional support with dignity, care, and warmth. Brown is next for Immigrant and BIPOC Equality to recognize someone who's demonstrated unwavering commitment for the rights and equitable treatment of BIPOC and immigrant communities. This person has worked tirelessly to build a supportive environment where everyone is and feels included and valued. This year's winner is Athena Bryce.
Athena, she, her, is an all-around awesome person and force for good in the Bangor area. Supporting people of color, those who use drugs, the unhoused community, and more. She has a deep understanding of intersectionality and uses empathy and kindness in her advocacy, making her a great support for everyone.
Our next award is Pink for Sexuality, to honor someone who has made a lasting impact through their advocacy for queer rights while championing values of equality and sexual acceptance. This year, we have a tie. Malcolm Himshute and Kaylin Hanley.
Malcolm Himshute is a co-chair of the Orono DEIB committee. Malcolm, an openly trans man, has been an inspirational leader in fostering collaboration and progress within the town. His ability to navigate complex community needs while ensuring that DEI remains at the front of local government is a testament to his skill and vision. He is also co-pastor of the Church of Universal Fellowship, longtime United Church of Christ educator, and an author.
Kaylin Hanley help bridge the gap between dreams and reality, teaching students that there is a profound art to advocacy. By providing the resources and technical skills for zine design and button making, they help members of SAGA capture the true essence of their identities. Kaylin embodies the belief that every small act matters, proving that creativity is a powerful tool for social change and personal expression.
The Life and Resiliency Award, represented by red on the original flag, honors someone who meets life's challenges with strength, determination, and spirit, who helps inspire others. This year's winner is Rob Jackson!
So Rob Jackson is the true picture of resilience, meeting significant personal challenges with a steadfast spirit that refuses to dim. Even in the face of adversity, they remain a tireless champion for the drag community and fighting the good fight. Rob's journey is a testament to the power of perseverance, proving that no matter the obstacle, there is always room to support others and keep pushing forward.
Wellness of all kinds is covered in our orange category. This award highlights someone who has made significant contributions to mental health awareness, ongoing support, and well-being of people around them. I know this winner is here to accept it because it is Petrichor Neeland Campbell. Petrie, they, them, has been an imperative member of the Bangor Pride team, playing a vital role in strategic planning and board development. They work to ensure that the long-term growth of our community remains rooted in accessibility and connection. In addition to their nonprofit work, they provide binders, free binders, and binder education to those interested so people can be safe.
That's all we have time for today, but we'll have more from the Bangor Pride Awards tomorrow. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.